There's a growing awareness that the foods we eat may be contaminated. Researcher and best-selling author Jeffrey M. Smith contends that the contamination comes from within the food itself at the molecular level, and that the food supply may be unsafe. The issue of genetically modified foods is one that's discussed regularly on the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. This week, Elizabeth spoke with Jeffrey Smith about his latest work, Seeds of Destruction.
Can you tell people how you decided to write this book?
Well, back in 1996, I went to a lecture by a scientist who was alarmed that they were about to release the products of this infant science into the entire food supply, exposing everyone who eats, and putting it into the environment without any possibility to clean up a contaminated gene pool. But very few people knew that these crops were just about to be planted throughout the Midwest, and people needed to hear about it. So I started to convert and translate the concerns of the scientists into language that everyone could understand, and then saw such great information about how scientists were fired, stripped of responsibilities, and forced out, how the FDA scientists warning over and over again about the possible health risks of GMOs were completely overruled by their person in charge of policy, Michael Taylor, Monsanto's former attorney, who later became Monsanto's vice president, who's now the U.S. food safety czar. So I saw all these intricate ways in which the biotech industry and Monsanto and the FDA to push these unsafe GM crops onto the market, and people needed to hear about it. So when I wrote Seeds of Deception, the formula worked and became the world's best-selling book on the subject, which started me traveling around the world, now 33 countries, writing a second book, Genetic Roulette, starting an institute, and the Institute for Responsible Technology is designed to create a tipping point of consumer rejection against GMOs by educating people about the health risks.
To break it down for me, because I'm obviously not a scientist, but I'm very interested in this subject and I have concerns about it, how does this affect me on a daily basis? When I go and buy food for my family, what should I be concerned about?
Well, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine said it well. They said, the animal feeding studies done on GMOs are clearly related to things like reproductive problems, immune system problems, accelerated aging, organ damage, digestive problems, problems with cholesterol and insulin regulation. They said there is such clear evidence that every doctor should prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient. Now, there's no way to know what particular symptom you may be suffering from eating GMOs or whether you are or not. We have only one human feeding study ever published, and it showed that the genes inserted into soybeans, these soybeans are Roundup ready, which means they get sprayed with Roundup herbicide but don't die. The gene inserted into those soybeans transferred into the DNA of bacteria living inside our intestines and may have continued to function. This means long after we stop eating GMOs, we may still have these foreign proteins produced continuously inside our digestive tract. And we also have the corn that's genetically engineered to produce a toxin, an insecticide, designed to break open the stomach of insects and kill them. They found recently that 93% of pregnant women tested in Canada had this toxin from Monsanto's corn in their blood, and 80% of their unborn fetuses did as well. So we have obviously a serious potential exposure with toxins in our blood and genes in our gut bacteria. And so we would say there's significant evidence that these are inherently unsafe and should be avoided.
What percentage of our crops, we've talked about this before, but I want to hear it from you. What percentage of our soy and corn crops would you estimate are genetically modified?
About 93% of soy, 88% of corn. 95% of sugar beets that create most of the sugar in the United States.
And corn is in a lot of different products that people aren't really even aware of, from my understanding. I mean, you're talking about corn syrup, corn, all these different corn additives that go into different foods. So it sounds like, to me, it's pretty hard to avoid.
Well, it is hard to avoid, but we try and make it easier for people. We have a shopping guide called the Non-GMO Shopping Guide, available at nongmoshoppingguide.com. We have an iPhone application called Shop No GMO, and we give people four tips. They can buy organic, which is not allowed to intentionally use GMOs, buy products that say non-GMO on the label, buy products listed in the shopping guide, or avoid the at-risk ingredients, which includes the derivatives of soy and corn, which, as you say, are in most processed foods.
So when people are going to the grocery store and they're trying to avoid, I mean, we don't know just from looking at products what's genetically modified or not. Is that correct?
That's right. You have to study the ingredients to see whether it has a corn derivative or a soy derivative, or check the label to see if it's organic or says non-GMO.
Now, my understanding is that there is a labeling procedure in place, if it were to be used, that would correctly label these things with a code that goes on, for instance, the produce.
Well, that was never designed for a mechanism to educate consumers. It was just something that the Produce Marketing Association created for inventory and price control, but no one has ever used it. And so it's more like an urban myth that was circulated on some very credible websites, but giving incorrect information because people are not reading those codes, and they'll never see anything that says GMO because no one ever wants to label their products as containing GMOs, because most Americans say they would avoid GMOs if they were in fact labeled.
I've had this discussion with several people, and my understanding was, I mean, you can't tell if something's organic because it'll have a 5-digit code with the 9 in front of it. You can't tell whether it's been modified in any way if it's a conventional product.
Correct.
So what sorts of machinery are in place, if any, to encourage this labeling to happen?
Well, the California ballot initiative process is a great opportunity for people to vote directly and bypass the corporate-controlled legislators, both at state and federal levels, and that's being used right now. Last week, a ballot initiative was handed in to the California government, and it should go into the petition-gathering stage in January and then be on the ballot in November. And if it passes, it will require any product that has GMOs sold in California to be labeled as such, and we think that will force companies around the country to either eliminate GMOs or label it. And as we said, we think that labeling is a kind of a skull and crossbones on the package because most people will avoid it. So we think it might be a shortcut to end GMOs.
Well, how can people get your book if they want to read more about this?
Well, at responsibletechnology.org, we have books, DVDs, CDs, free online videos, free online audios, a free newsletter called Spilling the Beans, an opportunity for people to hook up with others in their area to do outreach, coordinated outreach, as well as national outreach to particular targeted groups like healthcare professionals or parents and schools. And there's now an unprecedented upsurge of consumer awareness and concern about GMOs, and we think that there's a tipping point on the horizon where right. We think we'll get our 5% of U.S. shoppers avoiding GM ingredients, which will turn GMOs into a marketing liability and drive them out of the U.S. market, as they already have been driven out from the same tipping point phenomenon in Europe.
Now, what can people do about purchasing meat? Because obviously livestock, they eat even vegetarian grains like soy and corn, are going to be consuming genetically modified food. So how does that affect us, and how can we avoid that?
Well, the documents made public from a lawsuit at the FDA showed that they were very concerned about milk and meat from animals fed GMOs. They said there's unique safety concerns, and we know that toxins can bioaccumulate in milk and meat. In fact, these GMOs have much higher levels of herbicides, as well as they contain their own pesticide. And so it is of grave concern. And there's no testing whatsoever to look at the outcomes of humans eating animals that have eaten GMOs. In order to avoid animals that have eaten GMOs, there's three options. You can buy organic. You can buy products from animals that have been fed 100% grass-fed, although now that genetically modified alfalfa is on the market, that presents a problem. Or wild-caught. And that would mean wild-caught grain or wild-caught fish. Even farmed fish are fed genetically modified soybeans.
Okay. So, you know, I've had a particularly hard time finding organic meat because of all of the issues that you just said. I mean, you know, you can feed an animal, like we said, vegetarian or, you know, the grass-fed now with the alfalfa. So you're finding that there's an upsurge of people just not eating meat?
Well, some people, in order to avoid GMOs, have to establish criteria that works for them, and which means they may not be able to avoid 100%. So they may cheat or decide, well, I can expose myself to a little amount here or there. Certainly the products that are more refined and processed have less risk than those that are on the more raw or simply cooked state. But yes, people are often not eating out of doors, not eating at restaurants, eating non-organic in order to be absolutely sure that they're not taking any GM-fed animal products.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate your time, Jeffrey, and I hope to have you back on the show again as we progress with this subject and people become more aware and there's more discussion about it. But in the meantime, let's give people your website one more time. You said it was responsibletechnology.org. Is that right?
Yes, responsibletechnology.org has all the information that people need, all the information about the reproductive disorders of animals fed GMOs and the cover-ups and the treatments of scientists that have discovered these problems, the hijacking of the regulatory agencies. And to avoid GMOs, you can go straight to nongmoshoppingguide.com for a list of thousands of products which have been verified by the third-party verifier Non-GMO Project to give you confidence that it in fact meets the standard.
Thank you. Jeffrey Smith, author of Seeds of Deception. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
To find out more about the problems we could face with genetically modified foods and Jeffrey Smith's research, visit seedsofdestruction.com.